Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Hi, this is Sarah. We're at the Geekery for Civil War Geekery Con, and we're with We Got the Geek, and I'm here assisted by Jason, or Jaesu.
Hi.
Hi. And we've got with us Roland Parliament, who was voice director of Sailor Moon, has done numerous commercials and voices, correct?
Yep.
And was the voice of Melvin Butler, and he was also my college teacher, which I'm very proud of. So, hi, Roland.
Hi.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate it. It's great to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here and to see you again.
Yeah, it's always fun to see cool teachers and stuff. Now, okay, so you were voice director of Sailor Moon. Now, were you voice director first, or were you doing the voice of Melvin Butler first?
I was doing the voice of Melvin first.
Okay.
And I did about 10 episodes, and then there was a conflict with the existing director, Tracy Moore. So she had to go, and they came to me and said, you know, you've directed a lot of commercials. Do you think you could direct a cartoon series? And I said, sure. How hard could it be?
And how hard was it?
It wasn't anything like I imagined it was going to be. You know, I was paid a day rate, and I thought a day was 9 to 5. But to the producers, a day was 24 hours.
Oh, jeez.
So we would start at 9 o'clock in the morning, finish at 1 o'clock the next morning, and just do it over and over and over again, day after day after day after day.
Oh, wow.
With very few days off.
Right.
You know, and that went on from July the 10th until November the 3rd.
Oh, so you put in long days over a span of months then.
Well, I was also doing a voice, writing a column for CBC Radio called Taking a Bite Out of Commercials.
Okay.
And I was also teaching at Ryerson at the same time. So,
you had a full plate.
I certainly did.
Now, you mentioned commercials. Is that where you got your start with voice acting and everything, was like first started?
Actually, I started out in the music business. I was a jingle writer. And I was singing on my first jingle, which was amazingly Royal Bank. And then the client came to me and said, since you're doing the singing, do you think you could do the voiceover as well?
Right.
And I said, sure, how hard could it be? Well, I didn't realize there's a lot of technique involved here, as you found out.
As I certainly found out in third term.
So, and there were no classes for to teach stuff like that, so I had to teach myself.
Oh, wow.
So what I did was I just listened to every commercial I possibly could, see, you know, exactly what nuance they were bringing, what words were they emphasizing, what tone were they bringing to the commercial, and so on, you know.
Okay.
So it was pretty hairy at first, but the first few voiceovers were terrible. But, you know, I'm a quick study. So.
Yep. Now, going back to Sailor Moon, you obviously knew you were having to dub it from the Japanese, right?
Yep.
Now, how, I know with ADR, there's like the beep, there's like,
The wipe.
The wipe. And which one were you using for Sailor Moon?
We were using something different called the Rhythmo Band.
Okay.
Now, the Rhythmo Band, which is the actor's favorite, there's a big television monitor at the front of the studio so you can see the action. And then there's a white screen on top of it. And there's a black line at the end of the screen. And your words, which are handwritten on clear 35mm acetate, are projected on the screen. And they come across the screen like karaoke.
Okay.
And as soon as they cross the black line at the left end of the screen, if you say every syllable as it passes over that black line, it's in perfect sync with the picture.
Oh,
So it was really fast.
Right, you had to be...
Yeah.
Okay, you had to be quick.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was the preferred method of everybody in the...
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, it's also the most expensive for pre-production.
Okay.
Because it costs about $1,800 per episode.
Wow.
To put together the,
right,
the rhythmal band, whereas with the beep or the wipe system, it's like $400.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't really cost-effective, but it sure was fast.
Yeah.
You know, much faster than the other two methods.
Okay. Now, out of both your jobs, which... Did you prefer to be the voice director, or did you prefer to be Melvin Butler? Because Melvin was this character that was just, like, every kind of high school dorky kind of kid, lovable and everything. Did you enjoy being Melvin?
Oh, I love being Melvin.
It was, and I guess, you know, I mean, that's it's a really hard question to answer, but I'd say probably marginally I preferred performing rather than directing.
Okay.
Because, you know, I got to do my thing.
Right.
Whereas as director, you just watched everybody else do their thing.
Yeah, and you know, kind of hoping you were, it's like, boy, I wish I was in there.
Yeah. But, you know, it was certainly a great experience.
Right.
And I met some amazing people.
Yeah.
You know, the cast was, to a person, fabulous. You know.
And that's always good, because it makes the job... better to, you know...
It's easy.
Yeah.
You know?
If you get along with everybody and everybody has fun, then...
Oh, we were a family.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We really liked each other.
Now, when you recorded, or when you were a voice director and you had people record, were they recording, like, by themselves, or did you have a couple in the same studio?
Mostly people would record by themselves. They would come in and read their lines for three episodes.
Okay.
Occasionally, we would have a couple of people... in the studio at the same time. And one very rare occasion, we had all five of the Sailor Scouts in the studio.
Oh, wow.
But that gets complicated.
Yeah.
You know, because all the voices have to be on separate tracks. They have to be kept discreet.
Okay.
So, you know, only one person can speak at a time.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
So, yeah, it kind of slowed things down.
Yeah. Yeah. So by doing it singularly, it was a lot easier to...
It's quick.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. And now, so you taught at Ryerson, you said.
Yeah.
And then... You left there, you came to Niagara. Now, how did you
I went to Humber first.
You went to Humber. That's right. You went to Humber first. How did you come about coming to Niagara College to teach?
I was invited by Marty.
Okay.
Because Marty, who is the head of the program.
Martin Doyle.
Yep. We've known each other for centuries.
Oh, wow.
In fact, I directed Marty in his first commercial.
Really? Oh, wow. That's cool. The first, like, radio commercial. Like,
yeah.
Voice work.
Yeah. And we've stayed in touch over the years.
Oh, cool.
We were both teaching a professional workshop called AcroWorks at Accra.
Okay.
So, you know, he had the experience of watching me teach there. I guess he was impressed enough.
Oh, cool. And you know what? We're all thankful for it.
Well, so am I.
Yeah.
Like, it's a nice gig.
It is. You know what? And, I mean, I remember finding out who you were before classes started and thinking... What? Because I was floored. Like, Sailor Moon, really? And at one point in our class, I think it was during accent class, he did the voice of Melvin Butler, and we all fangirled.
Oh, wow.
Really, I don't think he could teach after that. I think it was the end of the class. That's why he did it that way, because if he had done it at the beginning of the class, well, forget it. So he wouldn't have gotten a lick of work out of us at all. But, yeah, so, I mean, it was a pleasure being taught by you and knowing your progression from jingles through commercials and now into Sailor Moon and all of that. It's wonderful to find that out.
Oh, it's been quite a life.
Yeah.
You know, and I've had a couple of, I think I've had about five careers.
Yeah.
You know, because in the summertime I was a contractor.
Right.
You know?
Oh, wow.
Happened to be handy. and had a lot of tools.
Yep.
And my wife at the time said, I want to see you make these tools make money.
Yes.
So we did up a little brochure, passed it around the neighborhood, and we got all kinds of, you know.
Oh, great.
Jobs.
Yeah. Now, you also have a book that
yes.
you've written, and it's called...
Sailor Moon Reflections.
And it's all about your...
It's all about the experiences of recording Sailor Moon. It's also got a lot of instructional stuff in there.
Okay.
How to do this.
Yes.
You know, personal experiences. Also, there are contributors to the book. The five main Sailor Scouts also contributed.
Yeah, I read their contributions.
They had some great things to say as well.
They really did. I loved reading their take on everything. It was awesome.
Because they talk about, you know, how they prepared for the audition, how they got the voice they did, you know, what their personal trajectories were,
right.
and so on. I'm going to read back on each of them. But I also have a new book out.
Oh, okay.
And it's actually fiction.
Oh, yeah, you were telling us about that.
Yeah, it's called Jake Pope. It's just, I've just completed the first draft.
Nice.
And the people that have read it so far say, hey, this is a page turner.
Wow.
It's about parallel universes.
Oh, cool.
And somebody from the bad universe crosses over into the good universe and creates all kinds of mayhem.
Nice. I'm going to have to buy that one now, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it does. Now, where can people buy your book, Sailor Moon Reflections, and your future book when it's published?
I don't know about the future book, but Sailor Moon Reflections is available on Amazon.com, iTunes, the Ingram Bookstore, the Friesen Bookstore, pretty much any place.
Okay.
That online. And also, we have our own website, which is sailormoonreflections.webs.com, where they can also, and we've got a PayPal account there, so people can also buy it there.
Okay. And where can people look you up on social media?
I'm kind of shy about social media. I mean, I am on Facebook, but I really don't use it very much at all.
That's okay.
But anybody could just Google me on the web, and you're going to get...
Your IMDb page comes up.
Yeah, like, you're going to get tons of hits.
Oh, yeah. You know. Yeah, and I did, too, when researching to do the interview, because he told me I could take over, and I was like, yay. So, you know what, Roland, in closing, thank you so much
for everything,
for being a part of the con, and for being my teacher, and for doing the interview. Thank
you.
We appreciate it.
You're very welcome for all of it. You know, it's been a great pleasure, and it was wonderful to be invited here. It's an honor.
You were the first person I thought of. I was like, I'm going to ask Roland.
But I noticed Toby got the big sign. Not that I'm jealous or anything.
Sorry. Next year, I'm hoping we can make big signs for everybody, because it was just like lightning fast. The day approached, and I was like, oh, we got a couple months. Oh, we got a month. Oh, we got a week. And it was like, before we know it, it's the night before.
Yeah,
was like,
we got a few hours.
Pretty much. So thank you again.
Quite well for that.
Thanks, Roland.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.